Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Joined now by Pete Pranica from the Memphis Grizzlies. Today is Hoops for St. Jude Day. And there's a big chance for folks, Pete, to... They can win all kinds of prizes if they pop on over to grizzlies.com/St. Jude and give to St. Jude. Is that the idea?
That is the idea. There are a lot of great items and experiences there that you just can't get anywhere else. Also, there's going to be the celebrity scrimmage tonight. Our very own Brevin Knight and Elliot Perry will be the coaches for this celebrity scrimmage. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. is going to be involved in that. Along, I believe, with NLE Choppa and a bunch of other musical types. And Zach Myers is from Shinedown is going to be involved in that. So you can bid to support your team, either Team Brevin or Team Elliot, and just have fun with it. But, and there will be QR codes that people can scan in if they're watching on the television broadcast tonight that they'll be able to donate. And, St. Jude remains just an absolute gem here in Memphis. You know, tours have been shut down for a period of time. I had a friend visiting from out of town, took her over there a couple of weeks ago, and I still get choked up every time I go to St. Jude and you see the amazing work that is being done there. And I think one of the more significant things is St. Jude has done an amazing job with children suffering from life-threatening diseases in Ukraine and bringing them to a safe space where they can be treated. Those little kids did not ask for Vladimir Putin to do what he's doing, and St. Jude is trying to make it right with those young people, and it's just amazing work.
It is. I know you've been involved with St. Jude and with also giving blood there for a long time. It is like you just drive past that place and you know of the miraculous work that they do there. It is. It'll get you past thinking about a Memphis Tiger basketball loss pretty quick when you think about what they are doing. And to give folks some idea, if you go right now over to grizzlies.com/St. Jude, they have different prizes available depending on the hour. So let's see. It's 10 to 11 now. They're giving away an autographed Luke Combs Grizzlies jersey. 11 to noon, that's a Grizzlies skate deck autographed by Dylan Brooks. Noon to 1, a Nintendo Switch. 1 to 2, an autographed Zach Randolph Redbirds jersey, et cetera, et cetera. Autographed Ja Morant mini basketball from 3 to 4. You can pop over and look at all the prizes. And then, as you point out, tonight, first annual celebrity halftime game, Team Brevin versus Team Elliot. And I got to tell you, you are a basketball aficionado, obviously, and an expert. We count on you. So break this down. Team Brevin is Ashley Shields, Drummer Boy, Kia Shine, Zach Myers, and Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Team Elliot, NLE Choppa, Al Capone, Nighty Pickering, Famous Amos, and Kristen Sparks. What do you see there, Pete?
I see some WNBA talent. I see some physicality with Ricky Stenhouse.
He can drive.
Well, if you're a NASCAR driver, it's you've got to have a certain amount of physical stamina, mental stamina. And the funny thing about this is that this draft actually took place when the Grizzlies were down in Miami. And Brevin actually did this draft. I don't know if I should be saying this,
yes,
but I helped him with the draft on the second tee of the golf course. So that's kind of how that played out.
Is this the draft? Was Ashley Shields the number one pick? You wanted an actual – you wanted a player here. You're not a dummy. Right, exactly. You could be on the in the bar at the turn, and you would have known to draft Ashley Shields number one. Ricky Stenhouse, was he the? Does that mean he was one of the lower picks there?
Yeah, probably. I think we're looking for athletic ability, and we had a little scouting report, whether or not people had played basketball at all, and some of these celebrities did play high school basketball, others. Knight Pickering from 901 FC, I guess only recently picked up a basketball when he found out he was going to be part of this.
That's hilarious.
It should be rather interesting. But Brevin is hyper competitive. He's the only person who's more competitive than I am, and so he is all in to win this thing. And he's very, very focused, and he's been drawing up plays, and he might coach like Roy Kent coaches. I don't know, but we'll see.
It was such a delight sitting next to you and Brevin. The I guess it was the last Warriors game when you weren't calling it. Yeah, sadly, you were. That was one of the you did not call because you guys like. Brevin in particular was so into this game that he was leaning over and telling me exactly what was happening, particularly defensively when the Grizzlies were burned defensively on a play. Like, it must pain you to sit out the two of you to sit out games when you have when you are not scheduled to call them.
We absolutely hate it. We absolutely hate it. And there's a lot of nervous energy, and I think people who have responded to the little fisheye cam that we have at the broadcast table when we make a big shot and the director punches that up and you see us pumping our fists and getting excited and all that. That's nervous energy that we can expend calling the game. When you're not calling the game, you're sitting there with a lot of nervous energy and there's nowhere for it to go, but at least we have the opportunity to sit next to each other and chat. And just because I get a million questions about it, let me just summarize it real quickly. TNT has national exclusivity for the first six appearances by a team. If you go beyond six, then the locals can go side by side, as we say, with TNT. We can go side by side with ESPN all the time. We can never go side by side with ABC. That's how it works in the regular season. In the playoffs, we can go side by side with TNT or ESPN, just not ABC. And so right now, we do not have any more national TV appearances on TNT, ABC, or ESPN the rest of the year. So we're in for the rest of the season. Tonight's game actually is going to go nationally on NBA TV, and they're going to be using our feed. So that's pretty exciting.
And then playoffs, how do the playoffs work, Pete?
Playoffs, like I said, we can do every game unless it's on ABC.
And that's throughout the playoffs?
First round only.
After you're done, right? You're done.
Yep.
That's what I thought. The other thing is that when I was sitting next to you, and this was, I know you wouldn't say this about yourself, but the only good thing about missing the games is that you get this outpouring of people saying that you are missed. It's like, you know what? It's like Huck Finn at his own funeral. You know, you get to hear all the nice things that people say about you. Is it Huck Finn? It's Huck Finn at his own funeral. And everyone just misses you. And yet you got to come back. It's really, that must be affirming for you. And
it is gratifying. And it's not that the national commentators are bad.
No.
And most of them are very good friends of mine. We're around the team day after day after day, so we can tell stories that nobody else can. We know things, without betraying trade secrets. We just know this team inside and out far better than a national broadcaster who comes in and maybe does one of our games a year or two of our games a year. And it's just a function of that. But we certainly do appreciate the loyalty. Brevin and I, it's been an incredible partnership with Brevin and Fish and our production crew. They're all timers and very devoted to the team, very devoted to putting on the best telecast we possibly can. And we're grateful for all the support that people show us.
I don't know how much you can say about this, Peter. Your check still cashing?
Bally's.
You don't have any fear of that this year, right? That you're going to be on the air this year, I presume.
No, we are with you. We are with our viewers, so fear not.
All right. We're talking to Pete Pranica in part because it is Hoops for St. Jude Day, which means you can pop on over to grizzlies.com/St. Jude and give to a fabulous Memphis institution, honestly, that is doing miracles and saving lives. And in the process, you can get, autographed Ja Morant mini basketball, autographed Jaren Jackson Jr. Redbirds jersey, a autographed Desmond Bain Redbirds jersey, among the prizes that will be given out. Different prizes every single hour over there. So go ahead and give to benefit St. Jude. You've been watching this. It's been quite an adventure over the last little bit. And in Ja's absence, what have you, there were those, I was not among them. There were those who were predicting doom and gloom between Ja's absence and Steven Adams' absence. And what we've seen, some of it, the schedule has been helpful, a lot of home games and some injury help, et cetera. But what we've seen is a team that did what it did last year, honestly. And it is... it is still in, tied for second now in the West, and you've seen some players emerge. What have you observed about the team during the stretch, Pete?
It's been another case where this team has come together, and when you talk to Taylor Jenkins about how they've been able to weather this storm, he'll say it's our togetherness. And to that point, when we were down in San Antonio in the pregame interview, I asked Taylor, I said, look, you started your coaching career in San Antonio. What did you take away from that experience? And he said, number one, it's about relationships. And the thing I've always said about Taylor Jenkins is that he values the players more as human beings than he does as basketball players. That goes a long way. And I thought he had a brilliant coaching move in San Antonio when the Grizzlies are just, the first half was like, come on guys, really? And they didn't show any video clips, highly unusual. And he said, guys, I got nothing. Let's talk. And Tyus Jones said, hey, we had some very difficult conversations. Look, what do we want to do? What kind of team do we want to be? The team we were in the first 24 minutes is not who we want to be. So let's decide right here and now how we want to be for the rest of the season, and let's put it into action in the second half. And if we don't win, okay, but at least if we play to our character, play to our identity, even if we walk out with a loss, at least we'll know that we're playing to who we are. Well, and then, of course, they come back from 29 down and win. And then Golden State, you're a little worried on the second of a back-to-back, but there's absolutely no issue in getting ready to play the Golden State Warriors. It's their togetherness. A lot of people say, well, you do the team's game, so of course you say they're all together and, they're all – No, really, really and truly, this is a group of guys and a culture that has been fostered by Taylor Jenkins that is very family-oriented, very oriented to the needs of the individual, taking care of them as people and as basketball players. And, it's not something that shows up in a box score, but, boy, it usually shows up in wins and losses.
And David Roddy's been a fun surprise, hasn't he?
Love David Roddy. I love to see, and I think I mentioned this during the broadcast, Brev and I were talking about it, you love to see a young fellow come into the league, and at first he's really not sure, and then you see the lights start to come on, and now, okay, I think I've got a handle on what it is. Credit to David Roddy. He is very, very diligent in studying his video, studying his scouting report, and what I was most impressed about was – Going to Xavier Tillman and saying, X, you've been around a while. You've been primarily a role guy. You've been in and out of the rotation. David Roddy been in and out of the rotation. How do I do this? How do I be a professional basketball player in this realm? I'm not a superstar like Ja Morant. I'm not a starter like Desmond Bain. I've been in the rotation. I've been out of the rotation. I went and played with the Memphis Hustle. How do I do this? And Xavier Tillman, the kind of the old soul of the team, gave him some really, really good advice. And I think that's a credit to both of them. And that's part of the reason why David Roddy started to figure it out beginning of the season. He'd camp out in the court, but want to shoot corner threes. Hey, he can do that, but he can do a whole lot more. And I think in the last three or four games, we've seen a lot more of what he can do.
Pete Pranica, he'll be calling the game tonight as the Grizzlies take on the Mavs. And once again, it is hoops for St. Jude Day. And we would urge you to pop on over to the website, grizzlies.com/St. Jude, and give to what is truly a Memphis institution. Pete, you're awfully nice to join us. Thank you.
My pleasure. And I think there's still some grab bags available that you can buy at the arena tonight. So it's like some team-issued gear and some promotional items from the past. And there are three levels of those grab bags, those mystery grab bags. I think you can get those at the arena tonight as well.
It says mystery grab bags will be available, include past and current promo and giveaway items, both signed and unsigned. It's a mystery. Tickets still available, 901-888-HOOP or grizzlies.com/tickets. Thanks, Pete.
You got it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.